Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, and to the house of the God of Jacob.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey D. Miller.
Shalom Chaverim. That means hello to my friends. This is Rabbi Ted Simon.
Welcome to Messianic Minutes, two Jewish guys loving Jesus and proclaiming it for 20 years. Hallelujah.
It is our 20th anniversary of recording Messianic Minutes. And we are blessed to share this season with you. We hope to hear from you. If you're listening to Messianic Minutes, you can send us an email. And if you'd like, this would be a great time to send us an anniversary gift.
It's tax deductible.
Sure. MessianicMinutes.com.
And we'd like to say hi to the folks listening to us on KTLW in Decatur, Illinois, and Hickory Point. You know, KTLW out of Los Angeles actually has stations a bunch of stations around the United States that carry us. And over there in Decatur, Illinois, that's one of them. So thank you, folks, for listening. And hey, folks in Decatur, why not say hi to us through messianicminutes.com?
Yeah, if you've always wondered what we look like or things like that, well, we have pictures from 20 years ago. We're not going to update those pictures. So Jeff and I, two Jewish guys who love Jesus, messianicminutes.com.
Now, the Feast of Tabernacles ended last week, but we're talking about it now. And friends, as we go through this, you will see really important information about Sukkot, the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, we've already established that it's a seven-day feast with an eighth day added on the end right out of the book of Leviticus. You know, Ted, it's also one of the three times a year that God commanded as his special feasts.
Yeah, and this becomes very important because what would happen, Jeff, is Jewish people would come from all over the world back to Jerusalem during these three times a year feasts.
Right. Now, God laid out seven feasts but said three of them people had to come back to the place of his choosing, which during the temple era was at Jerusalem. So that's something significant.
That is significant. You know, and we know that Paul the Apostle, Rabbi Saul, came back to Jerusalem. He said, I want to get back before the feast. Well, which feast? Well, there was the Feast of Tabernacles.
Right. That's going to play out very largely, again, with Jesus as we go through this. So now we know that the Feast of Tabernacles was a memorial feast to remember that God brought the children of Israel through the wilderness and had them dwell in booths or tabernacles.
Temporary shelters. And so we put up these temporary flimsy shelters. And one of the rules is you got to be able to see the stars through it. So it is pretty flimsy. In modern times, they're pretty well decorated, too. They're fun. You hang fruit from it because God says this is a harvest holiday, and it's a time of bringing fruit in and rejoicing before the Lord.
Yeah, and last week you may have driven past some synagogues or maybe even a few people's homes and seen these things that they're gaily, brightly decorated, as Ted mentioned, with fruits and sometimes made with latticework or something like that, but a temporary booth.
Totally temporary. And in Israel, people actually live in them, take all their meals in them, may even sleep out. And in fact, if you visited Israel, you'll see even the apartment houses have special porches. And on these porches, they build these tabernacles.
This temporary booth. Theoretically, you should take them down after Sukkot is over and rebuild them again the next year. But the point is, friends, this is God's feast, and he said to do it. And that's what's important. Now, this translates into modern day reality when we look at how God used it over the centuries throughout time. This is really neat. You know, Ted, we know that Solomon's temple was dedicated right at the Feast of Tabernacles.
Yeah, and we're going to show you how that ties in and how that gives us in modern America a template in how to pray in the shows coming up.
Yeah, and even more importantly than that, a real warning about our future in this country, friends, and it's very real, especially in our situation today. But we're still celebrating 20 years of broadcasting and recording Messianic Minutes.
Messianic Minutes, two Jewish guys. We love Jesus. We love talking about the Jewishness of the feasts and of our faith in Jesus, and we love to give you hints and help in how to witness to Jewish people, and we'd like to hear from you. You can email us, you can send a contribution. It's our 20th anniversary, messianicminutes.com.
Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha v'shem Yeshua Mashiachinu.
May the Lord bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus, our Messiah.
Of the God of Jacob.